1029 The Hog presents another Bob and Brian podcast.
This Bob and Brian podcast is brought to you by Marcus Theaters. Safety and well-being of guests and associates are top priority. Temporarily closing was the right thing to do, and when timing is right, the movie experience will return. Updates at MarcusTheaters.com.
Some nurses in emergency rooms in Washington State, which has the most coronavirus deaths nationally, are getting one surgical mask each day and must wash them out between patients.
Ooh. What?
Between patients?
What?
People see a doctor on average of like 4.3 minutes. It's like a drive-thru.
And that's on a normal day.
Yes, exactly. Wash them out. So what I heard about masks from a Chinese national who wrote a big piece about the symbolism of masks around the world with the coronavirus, the mask serves like a social purpose in China to tell other people that you're being responsible. So other people in China look at other people without masks like you're a jerk, whatever the Chinese word is for that.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So you're wearing a mask because it's like a socially kind of, it's a symbol that you're responsible and obedient to like the government kind of thing.
Down with the program.
But this guy, a Chinese national who was doing a book tour here in the U.S., was saying he's never worn a mask, doesn't wear a mask when he's there, he's not wearing one here. The mask, he thinks, protects the person with the virus from spreading it to others. It's
correct.
Not that you,
right.
you who are walking around healthy with a mask
right.
are so protected.
Right.
It's the opposite
I'm
way.
I'm containing it.
I'm trying to contain
right.
it, not...
Okay.
Yeah.
I always thought the problem with viruses was they're so small that they just, filters mean nothing.
I think we chatted about that week one.
Like if you can breathe through something,
a virus can pass.
Can get through
like
there. Virus is no problem.
So they can work on a patient for hours or more before learning they tested positive for the new coronavirus. This is nurses. They may work on a patient for hours or more before learning they tested positive. Emergency physician Dr. Steven Anderson, who works in the Seattle area, says they don't have enough masks to go around. They only have a two-day supply.
Didn't the government free a bunch up yesterday? The Pentagon?
We're going to free up 5 million. Can't call other hospitals? Like call somebody in Nebraska?
If nobody has them, nobody has them.
And yeah, but Nebraska's not a hot spot.
Okay.
Or
all right,
Idaho.
Let's say that they're not a hot spot now, but what if you send all your masks to Seattle? And now we don't have enough masks when it hits Nebraska.
Yeah, I suppose.
See, it kind of goes back to that old MASH episode where, no, I'm serious.
Really? Nurse
where
Kelly?
Where they needed an incubator for the 4077th and mm-hmm. Hawkeye and Trapper trying to get one. And the guy says, and Hawkeye says to him, do you have one? He says, I have three. And he says, great, we need one. He goes, but if I give you one, I only have two.
Yeah, that's a problem.
Yeah.
That's funny, too.
It was funny then.
I loved MASH. I watched MASH with my parents all the time.
It was showing you the red tape they had to deal with just to get.
Well, remember when Radar got, was it the ice cream machine or something? He was looking to get something, and he had to do like
Build-A-Bear?
9 million.
When he got that Build-A-Bear thing?
He just knew how to trade with everybody until he finally
right.
ended up getting
that was
the
his thing.
He
was
there were two traitor episodes.
Okay.
Hawkeye needed boots once.
Yeah.
Okay.
And he wound up at the
Hawkeye
end walking.
Hawkeye wanted ribs once.
Oh.
Well, they wanted the incubator, so that's three.
Three with yeah. the incubator.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
So, boy, they beat that storyline to death.
It was on for, 12 years?
Well, how many soliloquies in the boat with the limbs floating by can we do?
I think it was just when he was totally off his nut.
He was.
Once, yeah, and he was waking up screaming in the middle of the night.
It was showing
that was,
you.
That was Charles that had that dream.
Oh, that he had no arms in the boat?
And wasn't it? Or was he tap dancing?
Charles was tap
with
dancing.
With the sparklers, right?
Charles was tap
but
dancing.
But didn't it go from that dream into the limbs with the legs?
You know, during our swell quarantine.
The river of legs.
You know,
we'll have to go look.
Why don't we just take Friday and make it a very special MASH review Friday? And we'll just talk about all the shows we remember.
I'd rather do like the meow meow coronavirus update or like.
Meow meow, Governor Ebert said meow meow no more than 10 meow.
We've beat MASH to death.
Meow meow corona update. Yes.
I think listeners would clamor for that. They love the meow meow one question line.
I think
line.
we could actually lose our license for that, for being such irresponsible broadcasters.
We're not telling them to meow meow, go sit in a bar or anything. We're like saying the real thing.
I don't want to have to explain at the hearing when we're trying to keep the license. You know, well, yeah, like for example, somebody would call and they'd say, ask a question, but they had to meow meow first before they could ask a question. Then we would say, meow meow, I think that's not good. Meow meow, coronavirus.
Wash your paws, meow meow.
Lick your hands on the
oh,
top.
Oh boy. Meow meow, me doesn't feel very good. Meow meow.
Meow meow, call your healthcare provider. Don't just meow meow, go to the doctor.
Don't meow meow, call if you don't have any symptoms, meow meow.
See, it's fun already.
It's like the laugh track one question.
Oh,
like,
if we
hysterical.
Throw the laugh track on there, yeah.
Come on.
Forget about it.
Yeah, forget
about it.
Coronavirus stories with a laugh track.
Meow, meow, and
Number one.
That would do it. That would definitely shove this show right in front of the others.
Oh, my Lord.
Further in front of all the others.
Yes,
yeah,
further.
No doubt.
Okay, do you want a Dr. Phil's tips to not hate each other during quarantine? It's how to coexist during quarantine.
Okay.
Be honest, number one. Acknowledge.
Ooh, that's not going to work.
Honest.
Ooh. Yeah. You're still a jerk. Acknowledge that you're stuck together and this is how it has to be.
Meow, meow, Dr. Phil says, be honest, meow, meow.
Make a list of annoyances. The more upfront you are about what you can't stand about each other, but you live with each other on the daily and now you're just like maybe not working together. Is this going to shove some people over the edge?
Yeah, sure.
Meow, meow.
There's some people out there who think to themselves, if I have to spend one more minute with this person, I'm going to kill myself. And now that we're, you know, staying home more, yeah, you're spending not more minutes, more hours, mm-hmm, probably.
Mm-hmm. Meow, meow, kill myself. I feel like I've usually used to it being pretty weird in here, but I don't know. I've taken a real turn lately.
We've gone corona buggy.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, meow,
maybe.
Meow, corona crazy.
Yeah.
Don't argue in front of the children.
I agree. Yeah, that one, absolutely.
You alluded to that before. And also don't scare the daylights out of them with this stuff.
Yeah.
Have a safe word.
All they need to know
most couples already meow meow do.
Mine is foxhole.
Foxhole, foxhole, foxhole.
Why does that sound dirty in itself?
It does too. It sounds like it could be easily confused.
Oh, foxhole! Meow meow, foxhole.
I think I stole that from a Melissa McCarthy movie.
I think I'm on meow meow mushrooms. Rotation time. Alternate your time in different parts of the house so you're not always on top of each other. Okay, if you have enough room, sure. But if I'm a New York City dweller or something.
I'm going to go sit in the garage
San
for a
Francisco.
Couple hours.
Right. Headphones. Just ignore them. Ear pods. Shut her up. Vary your routine.
You know
don't
what I hate
the
about
same-
these earbuds? They only have a 12-hour charge.
Vary your routine. Don't do the same thing every day. Don't be a slug. Instead of waking up and putting on yesterday's stuff, act like you have a worldly place. Shower like you're leaving the house, you know? And before you judge someone...
I don't disagree with any of these things so far.
Before you judge someone, keep in mind... You're probably a piece of garbage, too.
I've forgotten what you're talking about.
Dr. Phil is helping all those.
All
coexist.
Right. Thank you, Dr. Phil.
Meow, meow. Thank you, Dr. Phil.
During these trying times.